Use this gospel for protection. It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings. In the Father, we put our faith. King of the kingdom, our demons are trembling. Holy angels defending. In the Father, we put our faith. Ooh. Who knew? Who knew? Ye would put out one of the best gospel albums. Actually, I've been listening to that Ye album, Jesus is King or Jesus is Lord album. It's good. It's encouraging. It's real. It's real. It's real. So guess what? You say, I can't make a meeting. I'm in recovery, early recovery, long-term recovery, medium recovery. I can't make a meeting. I can't do it. Got too much going on. That don't work no more. That excuse is out. That's one good thing about this, a Toyota Corolla virus that is going for us is, man, you got any sponsees? They're talking about that. I can't make a meeting. I'm too busy. It's like, that's a lie. That's a lie. Because people are coming on the meetings in their pajamas, in the bed, not like sitting on the bed, like on the edge of the bed. But they like in the bed, like under the blankets, laying on a pillow, in the bed, in a meeting, vaping and drinking a Red Bull. That's the life now. This is recovery now. In the bed, vaping, drinking a Red Bull with a straw, on Zoom, talking about your problems. You can't make a meeting? Yes, you can. That excuse is out the window. I've been talking to myself, I don't want to go to a meeting. And guess what? Now we host a nightly meeting, 8 p.m. every night. And I'm like, I'm not going to go on this meeting, man. I don't want to do this meeting tonight. I'm too busy. I'm like, all I literally have to do is push a button on my phone and I'm in the meeting. I can't go to a meeting. You can't go to a meeting. It's ridiculous. Oh. A little self-will run. Start us off.
About to take it to the basics. Every single day I'm out there rocking in my A6. I'm doing flip tricks on that ass, they call it weightless. And I'm at the top of my game, I'm on an A-list. I'm about to take this and give it back real quick. They call me Slick Rick with my dick. Every time I fucking spit, lines are coming quick. I swear you're gonna miss them. Cause if you're not these subtleties, you're about to fucking miss them. And when I kiss her, she coming out of me like I was fisted. And I'm a dissing when I be saying that these words, they glisten. You say your daughters are missing, they're chilling with the tribe. But fear not, we got nothing but good vibes. Gonna be giving a fuck about another hating lie. I'm coming up on this beat like I ain't even fucking try. You better heed these words. Never be knowing they're flipping a bird. Saying you going, but you when they heard. Talking that shit with it look like a turd. Word. These rhymes just like I'm mixing flow names with dope rays. I catch rays like hope rays. Cause my mind's a dope man. Shit, she'll smash, but no way. I need
self-will run. New album out.
Reminded to have what I pass in my way.
You.
These lines are stuck in automatic. Switching the lanes and swerving on me cause they're so sporadic. This ain't PG. I'm sorry about the
static, I like about,
but I'm about to pass it off to AZ and he gon' blast like, it. Is it me or is it you?
What I like about self-will is you know, they take pride in sounding white, and I like that because they're doing hip-hop, and that's what hip-hop is. Hip-hop is you. It's you. It's your expression of yourself. Back in the day when I used to do my thing, hit them freestyles, hit them car show freestyles, and people would say, man, you rap black. Yeah, that's just, that was on accident. You know, it's not, I didn't mean to. You know what I mean? It's just the way I am. That's just the way I am. Cause I am whatever you say I am. And if I wasn't, then why would you say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jams. So today we got a little show on the docket. I'm having fun doing these, and I really hope that you're having fun watching it. And I really do. But ultimately, I'm trying to figure myself out. What am I trying to do? But I am really enjoying this, and hopefully, we're giving some information. The other day, we went live with Tammy, Sister Tammy, Pajama Tammy, and she was doing her thing, spinning that game, that spiritual game. It was cool. And today, my boy James Goodson is going to be jumping on. He's going to be giving us some recovery bumps, some recovery rails, little tidbits of information. Because guess what? The Corolla is not stopping your addiction. It's still doing its thing, and we still got work to do. So you can't make a meeting. You can't make a meeting. So we're going to bring it live to you. So I'm going to try to bring him on. And in the meantime, I have this one song I'd like to play first. Or, yeah, while we're waiting. And it's this girl. She does a cover of a King's Kaleidoscope song, which is really good. So I'm going to do that while I get him on the line.
Did I pledge my allegiance for the purpose of progress to a priest or a prophet? Thank God in the process. Was it chasing convenience in a wave of disaster? Were the captains a captor? And I'm a puppet to pastor. Na 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 na. to chase submission. Open my eyes, my soul to listen, listen.
That's the jam right there. That's the jam. I love that cover. I love that song. I love the lyrics to that song. The melody, that cover is really good. And so right now, I'm finna put this thing together here. We live. We live.
Have a little sound trouble on this end of things. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. We're live. You're up. We see you. We see you. I like that sweatshirt.
Hey, everybody.
Like that.
Good morning, everybody. Just trying to get adequately caffeinated here this morning. Joining you live from my bedroom.
Nice.
So welcome. Welcome to the boudoir.
Nice.
What's going on today, man?
What's going on? I've been up since 4 in the morning. I've wrote a couple seminary papers and life is good. Woke up sobered in a gopher. And happy to be alive. And I'm happy that to get you plugged in and doing this recovery bump that we were talking about before this Corolla virus drove into our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, we've been doing this. We were doing this recovery rundown series, and we were kicking butt at that. Great show, about 20 minutes long of some really cool content and all recovery related news and information. And what's interesting is with all this situation going on, the people have turned their attention away, right? But the reality is people are still suffering. There's still recovery going on. There's still relapses going on. There's still overdoses happening. And so what you got for us on this little recovery bump, this recovery rail?
Well, I'll tell you, aside from the news and information that we were bringing to you guys on Recovery Rundown, one of the segments that we were doing every week also is kind of entertainment related. I don't know about you, but ever since we've been quarantined because of the coronavirus, I've got a lot of time on my hands to check out some shows that have been in my queue on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. So I've done, aside from working an awesome 12-step program, I've been viewing a lot of movies, a lot of documentaries. So there's a couple that I've come across that are recovery-related documentaries that are really good. One of them is called Recovery Boys, and the other one is called Heroin. They're both set in West Virginia. Now, Recovery Boys, it's... Recovery Boys, it's set in West Virginia, and as you know... And anybody who's been following the opioid epidemic over the last several years knows that West Virginia has been particularly ravaged by this epidemic. So the film it's beautifully shot because you get a lot of the scenery in West Virginia, but it focuses particularly on these young men in a rehab facility in West Virginia who are trying desperately to stay clean and sober. And it really paints a really good picture of how devastating the opioid epidemic is. And it not only focuses on these young men that are in recovery, but it brings their families in. And so you've got a couple of scenes where they're actually at the rehab facility, they're actually in counseling meetings, and you see the addicts interacting with their family members who have been brought in. So you can see both sides of the coin and how not only is it how it's devastating to the addict itself, but how it really tears into the fiber of families who are dealing with this, who are dealing with a loved one who's wrestling with addiction. Again, it's called Recovery Boys. Check that out. That's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Another one that's really good. Again, it's set in West Virginia. It's called Heroin with an E. And what this does is it it follows three women in particular who are working in different aspects of the opioid epidemic. And these women are doing their best to confront the problem and to help these addicts get clean. First lady it talks about is Jan Rader, and she is actually the first female fire chief in West Virginia state history. And she works with a ministry called Brown Bag Ministry. And what they do is they work directly with addicts who are on the streets. A lot of these addicts have turned to prostitution to feed their habit. So it shows a lot of that sort of the grit on the streets and these people that are really trying to help people who really are at or near their rock bottom. And then there is, Nicia Freeman. Nicia Freeman is actually the lady that works with Brown Bag Ministries. Jan Rader is the first female fire chief. So you see her dealing with a lot of overdoses, sort of the medical side of the crisis there in West Virginia. And then the lady who kind of steals the show is Judge Patricia Keller. And what she does in her courtroom is she really challenges these addicts. But at the same time, she's firm, she's compassionate, and oddly enough, she's really funny in the way that she handles her responsibilities. And she does not attack it with a "let's throw a ball in jail." She really is going out of on a limb and giving a lot of these addicts many chances to turn their lives around. And so this particular documentary, it's not only entertaining, but it really is hopeful, and it really shows the depth of the crisis in West Virginia, but also shows a lot of the results that are coming out of people who are really rolling up their sleeves and doing the hard work with tackling the opioid epidemic. Again, this one is called Heroin.
Is it like a movie or is it like a series?
It's a 40-minute documentary.
Okay.
So it's a pretty quick watch. Recovery Boys is about an hour and a half.
Okay.
It'll grip you right from the very first scene.
Yeah.
And anybody who's dealt with any sort of addiction can really relate almost immediately to a lot of the people that are in this, both of the movies, as a matter of fact. So they're really good. And if you got a couple hours to kill, which I don't know about you, Christian, I've got many hours to kill every day.
Yeah.
Check those two out. There's trailers available if you want to check them out before you really dive into it.
So. Yeah. Well, we actually have
I thought you were going to have the trailers queued up.
I do. I have them queued up here.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm going to first play the heroin girls one. If I can figure out my system here. All right. I'm going to play that.
Female's been locked in the bathroom for over an hour. And they can't get to her. She's overdosed on something.
Patient is unconscious.
I see this as a problem that has the potential to bankrupt the country. It's sad when you can drive around the city and say, oh, somebody died there, somebody died there. Right.
You were doing so good.
I lost my job and shit. I can't help it. This is the only place I can turn to.
I can't tolerate your lying to your probation officer.
This is our community. We will not be defined by this problem.
Don't shy away from.
I want to give you some direction and some structure.
Usually come out one night a week, and we just give you some food. Right next to our parole officer didn't expect nothing from me.
We don't roll that way, do we?
No, man.
Today's special day?
5 months clean.
5 months clean? And I don't care if I save somebody 50 times. That's 50 chances to get into long-term recovery.
All right. Yeah, that one looks interesting. The Recovery Boys one seems heavy. And so I'm like,
yeah, it is.
I don't really want to watch that one. That's just me. I'm just like, I don't want to go down that journey. I've been in that journey. And
I get it, man. Yeah. I get it. There's a lot of heavy scenes in Recovery Boys. So I get it. And you really sort of, I would recommend whoever kind of jumps into that, it's probably a good idea to have a pretty solid program under your feet.
Yeah.
Before you jump into it.
It can be triggering.
If there's somebody who isn't necessarily in recovery themselves, but they kind of want to get some insight as a family member or a friend or a loved one of somebody who's in recovery, get some insight of kind of what these, what addicts are dealing with and what it really takes to get clean and sober. I mean, it takes a lot of honesty, a lot of vulnerability, and you're going to witness all of that in that particular documentary. You're right. It is powerful and it is very emotional, but it's really, really good.
What do you think about what's interesting is, number one, these are two documentaries that I wish we had done. First off, we don't got that Netflix budget, but These are documentaries.
You've got a couple good ones under your belt, Christian. Come on now.
Yeah.
Give yourself some credit.
But what do you think about, because I've always been hesitant to have cameras that close to the actual healing and process, just because it's like the particle that changes when it's being observed. It's like, just pontificating, total opinion here, but like, having the camera in there during those phases, like it's one thing for the heroin where we're really covering these professionals who are living this life, right? But these guys are going into treatment behind closed door. This is the time for them to heal, to deal with the demons of their past, to come to some sort of terms and move forward. Do you think having the camera there address it, like, affects that? Do you see that in the documentary?
I see that not just in documentaries to a certain degree, but I see that in some of the 12-step meetings that I attend. I think people, I'll speak for myself, have a tendency to be very deliberate on the dialogue that they use, depending on who's watching and who's paying attention. I would imagine there's probably a little bit of self-editing going on when you've got a camera in front of your face. Because I still to this day have a tendency to want to kind of paint a more rosy picture for people than what's going on. But I think if you watch this documentary, you're going to see that some of the emotions and some of the conversations that come out in this are real. I mean, they're just like, you see these guys really being broken down to their foundation.
Yeah.
And so you see a lot of real honesty. And I think maybe if they'd had a tendency at the beginning to be a little hesitant, to be honest, by the end of the documentary, you'll see that a majority of that, if not all of it, has gone away.
Yeah. Well, and then when you're
because,
you're
not like very... I said, these guys are really fighting, tooth and nail for their recovery, and it's the end of the road for them. It's either this or that's it for a lot of these guys. They've either been court mandated into this particular program, or they've got nowhere else to go. So they're kind of at a moment of desperation, which you and I know can really be turned around into a gift.
Yeah.
If you're really ready to recover.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you're not very self-aware at 10 days sober. So they might not even recognize, notice that, oh, that's a camera. I thought that was the dope man following me to my rehab.
How did I get here? What?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, dude, thank you so much for jumping on, giving us this recovery bump, this recovery rail. I don't know if that's triggering.
I miss you guys. I miss you so much, man. I can't wait to, whenever this is all over, for the most part, to get back into the studio, start putting some more content together.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to it, but, thanks for having me on, Christian. Always good to see you. Always good to see everybody out there.
Yeah.
So give my love to your family and everybody there.
For sure, brother. Thank you. And yeah, we're, as soon as we can, man, we're going to get this lab back up and let people know. All right, brother.
All right. Thanks, man. See you later. It's a good one.
I like to just sit here sometimes quietly. You listen to all the birds. When you're high, you don't focus on shit like that. Beautiful. Heroin, it's just a whole nother level.
You've got to make you guys safe in your recovery. We would like you to start at the bottom. Jacob's Ladder.
It's the place to be surrounded by farming life, and you have to learn to live with pain and setbacks sober.
Your girls, how old are they now? 1 and 3? 2 and 3.
This is the work it takes so that they have a clean dad. If you don't do the work, they'll have nobody.
1 week, please.
Man, a whole life to know.
I just like to think of us as human beings. We're born human beings. We're gonna die human beings. We're not defective.
It's been a long road, man.
I could not be more proud.
There's nothing certain about recovery. Any of us are one thought away.
What's it like, Limbo? Love you, bud.
Everyone that comes here as an opportunity that a lot of people don't get. This is like today. And that's all we got.
To talk about that there's levels to this, but now I'm over that. So I want to play a clip from my friend Adam Abramowitz. He's got a really cool podcast that he just added visuals to. It's called Inside the Mind's Eye. And he did this mashup of some music and an Alan Watts lecture. It's really cool. It's really inspiring. And talks about, well, you'll hear about what it talks about. So I'm going to go ahead and play that. Maybe I'll be back. Maybe I won't.
Same way when you have an excellent dancing partner. Who leads? Who follows? It seems as if you are one body and you move together. That is then, that is jhana. And so in a wider sense, when a person doesn't react to life on the one hand or try to dominate it on the other. But when the internal world of one's own organism and the external world of other people and other things move together as if they were and indeed are one and the same motion, that is Zen.
Give your
So you could say in a very, very simple way that the real concern of Zen is to realize, not merely to think, but to know in your bones. That the inside world inside your skin and the outside world outside your skin, going out as far as anything can go into galaxies beyond galaxies, is all one world and all one being, one self, and you're it. And once you know that, then you have completely abolished all the problems that arise as a result of feeling that you're a stranger in the world, that you're set down in the middle of a hostile and alien domain of nature or people. Who are not you. This whole sense of estrangement, foreignness, world is overcome in Zen. Now, let me illustrate this a little before we go into Zen in any kind of technical way, how this discipline called Zen actually works. This will involve a little bit of letting the cat out of the bag. But can't be helped. I feel a stranger in this world. I feel that it's a problem in that having a body that I am subject to disease and change and death. Having emotions and passions means that I am tormented by feelings which I can't help having, and yet it's not reasonable to act on those feelings. I feel trapped by this world, and so I want to get the better of it. And is there some wise man around who is a master of life and who can teach me to cope with all this? The man who is the savior and who can show you how to cope with it. The Zen teacher says, I don't have any answers.
That real. That's an excerpt from Inside the Mind's Eye, and you can check that podcast out. And he's now added a visual component, so on YouTube, Spotify, Rapple Music, all that stuff. Yeah, Alan Watts is interesting. And what I really like is how Adam puts that music with it, and it just feels like it, I don't know, it just takes it to another level, you know? Like he said in the comments, it hits you with the feels. It hits you with the feels. There's levels to this. there's levels to this. You know, oftentimes in meetings or whatever, I try to share. Well, I'll tell you this. Since doing these online meetings and I'm sharing from the comfort and the security of my own home, I've been sharing much more openly. And so that comes with some rawness, that comes with some honesty. And sometimes, man, it don't sound like I'm doing good. I don't know, maybe I'm not doing good, but, there's levels to this. And I think when I have that awareness that I'm not doing that great, or that maybe today I missed the mark and I'm struggled, it doesn't mean that I'm not okay. It doesn't mean that God is not in control. It doesn't mean that, I'm not still. It's progress, not perfection. There's levels to this. Okay, so now I got my boy Adam on. I'm gonna bring him in to this live scream. I got him on. Just trying to figure out how to do this. There we go. Let me bring his audio up. Yo, you there?
Am I on?
You're on. We're live.
All right, so I want to say this, dude. The awareness, because I was listening in, the awareness that we're not doing good is doing good.
Yeah, right.
Like, totally. Like, I've been learning all this mystic shit. So the idea is to just bring to awareness the darkness, the shadow, the struggle, the problem, whatever it is. We don't want to avoid it. We don't want to distract ourselves from it. We want to understand it.
Yeah.
And, there's nothing we're trying to prove to anybody, it's just part of the process, to be ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. James was even saying that too. It's like, sometimes in a share, you can just be like, oh, I want to sound like Mr. Recovery here. So, and it's good to have solutions and share those solutions. But if you're not feeling it and you have had a rough day, man, where else are you going to let that out than in a community of peers? Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just feel like, I know what I want to see. I want to see somebody being authentic,
Yeah.
I don't want someone telling me it's going to be all right. That's just me, though. Like, I want to be in the grittiness,
Yeah.
I want to be part of the journey with someone. I don't want to feel like I have the answers or they have the answers. I want us to be in it together.
Yeah. Well said. Are you at work right now?
Yeah, I got 5 minutes. I thought I came out here to have a cup of coffee and look at trees.
Nice. Nice. So you're an essential. You're essential.
I'm an essential worker.
Nice.
I'm an essential worker.
Nice.
It's a Schindler's List reference for all my Jewish friends.
Oh, well. Yeah, man. I listened to that, to the latest podcast, and really cool. I really love how the music comes in and on the essay too. Like, I didn't realize we were still in the essay, and I'm like walking around Walmart listening to your thing, the podcast, and, but adding the music to it is so therapeutic, man. It really is. Which way do I gotta go? This way. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I really like that, man. Keep coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, it was it's a trip because, I don't know. I just try to create stuff I wish I could have heard or things I wish I could listen to or see, So yeah, I don't know. The music, and that was the thing I learned making that show was, I think my voice shows up better in that way rather than just on the paper. Like, I don't know when I read the words, it doesn't hit me as well as when I'm speaking them and I have some music with it.
Yeah, totally. It brings us, for sure, does that with that Alan, with the Alan Watts stuff, you know?
Oh yeah, that one was, yeah, that's, that gave, when you were playing that, that, thanks for that, dude. That, I feel lucky that I got on and I took a break right now, because I mean, man, I love that video, you know? I love what Watts is saying. And in the moment when I made that, I was really in the darkest spot of my life, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I was in a total state of depression. I couldn't relate to anyone or anything. And, you know, his voice and that music in that moment when I was making that, and made me feel like I wasn't alone.
Yeah.
That he was saying, like, you know, you will feel this way. You will feel like a stranger. You will feel like you're in a world that doesn't can relate to you, but that's okay. Like, that's part of the process. He was basically telling me it was okay to feel the way I felt.
Yeah.
And that, and he also, and talk about solution, he offered a way of coping with that, and that's where Zen, you know, Zen mysticism or mythology or practicality plays in.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not like he said, you're not reacting and you're not trying to overcome it. Right. You're like going right with the. And Tammy said this on Monday. She said, it's like you're going with the stream of the river. Instead of trying to swim upstream, you're going with the stream, with that flow. And we enter into that. I think just knowing you personally, you know, I think you've entered into that flow a little bit. And I think I've entered into that flow where before they were concepts and ideas. And it was like, man, that sounds fun. Like, I would really like to be in that flow, right? You know, mm-hmm. And I think there are times now in sobriety, thanks to the work of Steps, capable sponsors, and good community, you know, that we are entering into that whatever that is, right? Where we're not fighting, we're surrendering, and at the same time, we're not just being useless, laying on the couch surrendered. We're actually participating in whatever it is that's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing I wish I would have known back then when I made that video is the piece that I'm just now learning. Which is, there's nothing I have to do, you know, that like, I don't have to identify with the space that I was in. I don't have to avoid it or escape it or quote unquote work through it. It's all part of the flow that, you know, and I guess people would say, you know, when you're in a tough time, it's like God's got something for you on the other side, you know?
Right, right.
Then never connected with me, and it wouldn't have connected with me in that moment.
Right.
But what does connect with me is saying that all of that, even the pain, is part of that flow.
Yeah.
That it's coming up, and you're experiencing it, and at least I was experiencing it. And I wish I would have really. I don't know if I wish I would have done anything differently because we're here now, but like, you know, it's okay to be in it. I don't know where I was going with that.
I'm with you. I 100% like it is. We were such the judge in our mind is always judging our situation, right? And critiquing it and placing value of it or not valuing it. And the reality is it is what it is. It is what it is. It's part of the process, you know? It's you know, the tree, the squirrel's not complaining that he's gotta climb these trees to get these nuts.
No.
You know, the squirrel just, it is what it is. I gotta get these nuts. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta jump on these trees. And it's like we're just these like self-aware, judgmental little creatures who are constantly, you know, comparing ourselves to other people or versions of ourselves that don't even exist. And then we're going, yeah, I shouldn't be here. And it's like it is like we miss the point of it when you do that, right? You miss the point because the squirrel ain't gonna find no nuts if it's just wishing it was a pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if the squirrel's like, man, I should have been born with wings. You know what I mean? Eventually, the squirrel's going to die because he ain't getting no nuts.
Matter of fact, that reminds me of what really the issue was. I was out of touch with community and all. I had no community, no recovery. I wasn't working with sponsees. I wasn't doing anything for, and I hadn't for a couple of years leading up to that depression, you know. I was doing my own thing. Because I remember you just saying about, because the group that we do, 8 o'clock, the Most High group,
yeah,
has been phenomenal, dude. It's like, that's the one thing I guess I could say, like, I wish I would have, I got to be balanced in all aspects. I can't just do art all the time. I got to be, you know, in recovery, yeah, doing recovery stuff.
Yeah, man. And banging out pallets.
And banging pallets. Yeah, I'm gonna run back in here and get to work, dude. Thank you so much for having me on, man.
Yeah, playa. Love you, man. Talk to you later.
What Wait, can I say one more thing before we sign off?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm a big fan of this early morning live radio show, dude. Thanks, I love
man.
It.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, keep going, man. I'm gonna throw back, listen to the start of it and catch up.
Cool, man. All right, bro.
All right, later.
Peace. Later.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the man, the myth, Adam Abramowitz. Ooh, I just busted some lyrics. There's levels to this. Levels to this. So, you know, it's the Christian thought, too, is like, you know, simultaneously saint and sinner. You know, it's when you confess with your mouth, I am not worthy, that you become worthy. It's when you realize you are powerless over your addiction and alcoholism, is when you start getting some power over it. It's not your power, but there's a power greater than you. There's levels to this. You know, that it's like I can say, man, I'm struggling today. But at the same time, there's a significant portion of myself that understands that I got 3 toilets. So I'm really not struggling that bad. I got 3 working toilets. And it's not like I just got 3 toilets in the yard with grass growing around them. I got 3 working toilets. I got electricity, you know, like I got life is good, you know, but there's levels to this. And that's a new thing for me. That's a new thought for me, is that there's levels to this. Everything belongs. Every space thing belongs. And that's a difficult place to exist in. That's a difficult place to live in, that everything belongs. Death belongs. I mean, if you think about this, like, I don't want to get too trippy, but man, what's life without death? What's life without death? You know, the reality that this thing is going to end, you know, hopefully I'm somewhere in the middle of my life, but I don't know. This could be it. This could be the last one. You could just be like, if so, play this at my funeral. That'd be a trip. Just play this at my funeral. Dearly beloved, you are gathered here today. Because this fool, cocaine didn't kill him, pills didn't kill him, food killed him. Food, because most likely if I die, it's going to be because of some like diabetic, enlarged heart, dramatic situation. There's levels to this though. The levels of like knowing that this thing ends, right? It gives me these levels of appreciation, a level of somber, a level of respect, of reverence, of joy, you know? there's just levels to it. You know, on one level, everything is great. Nothing's wrong. On another level, the whole nation is in a pandemic crisis because of Toyota Corolla. You know? But on another level, we got all this great stuff happening. Like these Zoom meetings we do at 8 p.m. Like that's like, you know, I'm connecting with people who I would never, ever have connected with. People from other states, other cities, other time zones. I would never even have connected with them. Was it not for this, you know, pandemic, pancake. I try not to use the words just because I think it gives it too much power. So that's why, like, I know Corolla ain't the name of it. I'm tired of giving it a power, you know? It is what it is. It is what it is. There's levels to this, my friends. And one day, one week, one month, you might not be feeling it. And that's just your feelings. Look, the body is mind, body, soul, right? You know, you got your feelings, you got your intellect, you got your spirit, you know, you got all these pieces and they're all together. It's like a cake. It's like a cake was baked together. And I can't go into the cake and just eat the egg or just eat the flour of the cake. It's all one now. It's all one. You know? You're not dipping in and out of the spirit. There's levels to this. One of my favorite sandwiches is the kind you get at one of them OG diners, the club sandwich, the OG club sandwich with the layers, with the turkey and the slice of bread in between and the bacon and the lettuce. Man, and I dip that in some ranch. Boy, I'm going to make that myself today because I don't trust nobody to be cooking my food no more. But there's levels. And the whole thing is meant to be experienced. The whole thing, the good, the bad, the ugly, the beauty. So today, let's experience that. Let's dip into that, you know? Let's, you're not feeling grateful? Oh, well, move on. You're having a bad day? Oh, well, move on. You know, because one thing's for sure, the excuse of not making a meeting, that's gone. I'm too busy to make a meeting. No, that's gone. That's a lie. Because we all know you ain't doing nothing. And like I said, man, you could just jump on. Just jump on this meeting. Man, there was a person on a meeting last night. I swear they were on the toilet, man. I swear they were on the toilet. They were on the toilet in the meeting. I could see the fart fan behind them. What do you tell me? Or just turn the video off. Just turn the video off and be on the meeting. You know? Oh, I don't like virtual meetings. I'm not doing virtual meetings. I don't like that. It doesn't do it for me. Bull. Shh. Get on a meeting. It works if you work it. So work it. You know? There's levels to this, though. You don't want to get on a meeting? Don't get on a meeting. Call somebody. There's levels to this. And today, I'm just grateful and hoping to stay there. Hoping to stay in that grateful state of mind. And just really for me, I think it comes to just an awareness. For me, it always comes back to God. Everything comes back to that third step. Everything comes back to that third step for me. Surrendering my will, turning that over, whatever level I can turn it over today, I'm going to do that. So I've been up for a minute, and this has been fun. My preamp went out. It kind of sucked. But I'm going to play some music. I'm going to end it because it is what it is. We're going to end it with some more Self-Will Run. My voice. There's levels to this. Get on a meeting. Just give Zoom a chance. Give Zoom a chance. All you need is Zoom. Listen, I love you. Peace, blessings, and yeah.
Stereo, here we go. Bang here with a bump. I got the switches in the trunk. Gonna wreck my mind. Don't need the front. I take my time. Don't need the clutch. I drive a Prius though. I drive a Prius and I mean, I got no need for gasoline. I got no time to make a scene. I'm always pleasant on the streets. I drive a Prius though.
50 MPG the basics.
Ooh. Autopilot features, push to start, don't need no laces. Ooh. See us whipping 85, we got a show to make. Interview before the set, the scene is looking great. It's
pull up to the station, red paint, man, we looking fine. Get the cream and put that bitch in drive.
Ooh. Man, I've been doubling, bang with the bubbling. Hold up a second, I got a befuddling. I don't be stunting, I'm lately been running them. I don't be thinking about it, it's nothing. I got them like red light, stop that. Four door, got that, whole door. I have been traveling all up and more than that. I'm back, motivation, got me feeling so high. Ain't no time for waiting, pack the whip and let's ride, yo.
I'm gone with the wind, with no weed flow. Cherry dope, backseat of my car, I got my stereo. Here we go, bang here with no pump. I got the switches in the trunk and I wreck my mind. Don't need the front, I take my time. Don't need the clutch, I drive a wheel. Sitting still, I got my mind to make a meal. I'm out to shine and I think I will. Another bumping grind and I think I'll steal. But I never know way back, right time for the Maybach. Look fine with a tape deck. I'm running and bumping the 666 mafia project. Be better than something, I'm coming to homicide. Right whip but a wrong ride. Sit back and I just might. Can I get a little better than a hog tie? And I'm whipping it back like sitting sideways. Hold up, but I'm back in. Mac attack with no Mac in. Living like an acrobat with no back in. Better than a pack of rap with no fashion. I beat on it all night, man. I beat on it all day. Straight up. Pimp if you want me, you want me. You can find me in the moment. A moment, a moment, a moment. I'm saving on my mileage. I am a riot, bitch. I ain't been running for nothing. I'm gonna be gone with the wind, with no weed flow. Cherry dope, backseat of my car, I got my stereo. Here we go, bang here with no bump. I got the switches in the trunk and I wreck my mind. Don't need the front, I take my time. Don't need the clutch, I drive a Prius though. I drive a Prius though. I drive a Prius and I mean, I got no need for gasoline. I got no time to make a scene. I'm always pleasant on the streets. I drive a
hop in the whip and just skirt down. Shit, been on the road, rubber been hitting the road, nigga been getting too cold, stay on my toes. Ain't ever losing control, ride past Capitol Road. 20 East, no Decatur, my home, shit. Blowing the smoke on my nose, hit the light. Know I'm stuffing the cone, four door, but I'm riding alone, shit. Know how it goes, with the Prius all the way through the zones. At the money, I ain't chasing the whole self. Will, it's just me and the bros, shit. Get up and go, still push the pedal straight to the flow, shit. Head to the yo, I ain't fuck around trying to go gold, shit. Brahma whips in this stone, shit. Riding high, bitch, I'm stone, shit. On your heels like I'm soul, shit. No gas, the whips are gon' go. Prius bumped on my phone, shit. No gas, shit, we gon' go.
I've been gone with the wind, with no weed flow. Cherry dope, backseat of my car, I got my stereo. Here we go, bang here with no bump. I got the switches in the trunk and I wreck my mind. Don't need the front, I take my time. Don't need the clutch, I drive a Prius though. Drive a Prius though. Drive a Prius.
I drive a Prius and I mean, I got no need for gasoline. I got no time to make a scene. I'm always pleasant on the streets. I drive a Prius though.